check, bro. Did I scare you?
Oh, you came in hot.
Yeah, came in very hot. 47. Here we go. Feeling good.
You feeling good?
Yeah. Oh, how are you feeling, by the way?
I'm still recovering.
You're still recovering?
Yeah.
All right. Mama got lit. Mama went to a work party and had a few too many.
A few too many.
Wow. How was that?
That was a few too many.
When was the last time you drank like that?
Probably last year at that party.
Yeah. That's a good time. I mean, you know, you listen to this, you know we're parents. We have a lot of kids. We don't get to go out and do a lot of things together as a couple. Yeah. If we do, it requires a babysitter. Mm-hmm. You know, if not a babysitter locally, it requires somebody coming down from a different state.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, also, I mean, I'm not a, I mean, it's really tough to say I'm not a drinker because I can drink. I'm not a, I'm not a former alcoholic. Or I'm not a like. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not like in recovery.
No.
I just don't drink. Like, people have no idea. Like, people cannot believe that a person just chooses to not drink. Like, they just, like,
it's
I don't
a good
like
time,
it.
Sydney.
It doesn't
it's a good time.
Taste good. Name one thing that tastes good that you drink that gets you drunk. One thing. You know, like my palate is trained to consume foods that are delicious.
Yeah.
Life is short. I've been hit by a car.
Yeah, is that why?
Yeah,
you
I don't
think
got time to be out here drinking stuff that's gross. It's weird.
Okay.
That's weird. I think about that. Like, if I had I gotten hit by a car after I had already tried alcohol,
yeah,
would I feel that way?
Yeah.
I do think about that. Because I do, like, when I think about, like, why I don't partake in some debaucherous things,
yeah,
it's like, dude, it's like, it sounds like a lot of effort and it's not that fun. You know what I mean? Like it's just like life is short. Why would I drink alcohol when I dislike most of it?
Yeah.
To get drunk.
Yeah.
When there are things that I enjoy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
It's weird. It's just a weird, like, whatever.
It's a good time every once in a while.
Every once in a while. I mean, you're a drinker.
Yeah.
You know, like more than I am.
Yeah.
Definitely that night. You know how many Cosmos you had?
Not too many.
How many do you think you had? Take a guess.
Five?
Yeah, that's a lot of Cosmos.
That's a lot of Cosmos.
It was like, what the fuck were their issue? Like, they just kept giving you Cosmos. Like, I'm like, partially, I'm like, well, she knows what she's doing, right?
She didn't know what she was doing.
You know, I was like, you drink? I don't drink.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, she knows. She knows. And then it was like, at first I was like, well, she knows what she's doing. And then I was like, well, at least she's with me.
I was thinking about how lucky I am that, like, I was with you. You take care of me. Yeah. I guess I'm saying I appreciate you for taking care of me.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I'm all in. You know, we're here now.
Yeah.
They just kept giving you Cosmos. And that was the most ridiculous part about it. To me, it was like bottomless Cosmos.
That's like how they are with the drinks there. Comes so down, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You don't even know. I think people were doing shots by the end of the night.
Yeah, I think you tipped them too much.
They called up Wayne and asked if the tip was a mistake.
Yeah?
Last night, yeah. I just overheard the conversation.
Yeah, you tipped
and
them too
much. And
he
said next time they have to, that Wayne should rent the basement room because it's the best room.
Yeah.
Like the cellar or something.
They were like, this woman, endless Cosmos. Did you see this tip? It was a whole five. Like, I don't remember what to. But that was, we tipped them too much.
Yeah.
That was like, it was. We gave them the wrong impression.
Yeah.
Mama got lit. How'd it feel to drink like that? How'd it feel to throw caution to the wind?
It was kind of nice. Like, I didn't have to take care of anybody else. I didn't even have to take care of myself. I was just like, no responsibility. Like, it's like you said, we have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, like, watching other, taking care of other humans.
Yeah, but it turned. Your night turned.
It turned bad. It did.
You can't drink five Cosmos in one night and not have it turn.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, especially if you're drinking like this once a year. Yeah. You know, there are people out there that are seasoned veterans at this, you know, who are hearing five Cosmos like, woo! She had what? In 1.5 shots of grappa.
Yeah, that was too much.
Grappa. I don't know if you don't know what grappa is. It's a heavy, heavy alcohol.
Yeah. I don't even like know what it is. Car fluid.
Yes, car. It's like windshield wiper fluid. Yeah, no, it's heavy. It's a heavy alcohol.
Yeah, I don't
know. And, you know, I got a shot. I partake, but I didn't have the whole shot.
Yeah.
Ansley's typically my shot finisher, you know, because I'm festive.
Festive.
I'm just not a drinker.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I'll, you know, take a little bit, half the shot. I go usually mm-hmm. go half the shot. Ansley finished the other half the shot after 5 Cosmos. Goodness gracious, what a turn this night took.
Yeah.
5 Cosmos and a grappa and a half. Was it worth it?
No, I don't know. It was a lot of throw up. It was violent throw up.
Yeah. Ansley might have a throw up related injury right now. We're still trying to like walk that back and figure out where it came from. Like, I didn't even drink. Yeah, I blacked out. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny. Reminded me of college.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
But a lot less drama. Like, it was just...
It was a lot less drama. It was, like, pure. I guess it's it wasn't your drunken antics that were the issue.
No.
It was the drama. Like, I was perfectly fine with all that other, you know, there was a lot of vomit then, too. There was a lot of, Ansley had fun in college.
Yep, you've stuck around.
Yeah. Now, the craziest night was the when you won you guys won the championship.
Yeah.
The Patriot League championship.
Yeah.
In lacrosse.
Celebrated.
Goodness gracious. That was a 5 Cosmos night. Huh?
It was. 5 Cosmos. We were drinking deep from the trophy.
Yeah. You can't measure how much you're drinking when you're drinking from a trophy. Taking victory sips. Also, I don't know if you remember, we never really talked about this. So
I don't know.
Okay. So the tape that you had on, the athletic tape that you had, I think you had it around, where did you have athletic tape back then?
I might have iced my calves and like taped.
No, like you had it during play. Where did you tape during play?
I probably had scabs on my knees from falling on that.
So you had them on your knees?
Probably.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying about the tape? Because that's what I'm asking you.
I'm asking
you about the tape. You're talking about scabs, okay? How many Cosmos did you have before this conversation? All right? Are we on the same page?
Well, I was thinking I'd have tape to tape something on so it wouldn't bleed.
Okay, so.
So it would be where I had scabs. It would be on my knees.
On your knees is where you had the tape. Yeah. So covered in vomit. That tape was covered in vomit.
Oh, yeah.
It was so gross.
Yeah.
It was so gross.
Really?
Yeah, and you kept being like, you kept like realizing how gross you were, and then you wanted to go to my room. Like, no. No. Like, you can't, because here the funny thing about it was, you would like, whatever, forget about it, banter, you know, taking care of you, whatever it was. And then there'll be like this moment where you would suddenly start having like a sober wave, like a wave of sobriety.
Yeah.
Where you kind of start taking stock of the situation you're in.
Yeah.
And like you realize that you're covered in vomit.
Yeah.
And then you realize that you don't want that in your room. And like, I can't, like, you know, but you're also still drunk.
Yeah.
Even though you're having a sober moment, but sober compared to how drunk you are. You're still drunk as fuck.
Still 5 pounds right? drunk, yeah.
Fired up, right? So all of your gesture, all of your, like, really, is, like, super obvious. You might have even whispered, like, I don't want me in here. It was so obvious. And you were like, can we go to your room? Like, what? No. What are you talking about? No, I saw all that. That was funny. It's funny to me how drunk people don't realize how obvious they're being.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's just like the first and foremost, it's like you are obviously trying to not look drunk. Right?
Yeah.
That is so obvious.
Did I do a good job of it?
Never.
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 Yeah.
God, man. We ended up, We ruined people's nights in college. At
oh, jeez, I know. College bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's why our kids are so wild. They're just like, we've ruined, how many nights do you think we ruined? Like as a couple. Not like because of each other. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if you ever like went and drank because you were angry at me, like that doesn't count as okay. us ruining nights.
I don't know. How many nights do you think we ruined?
Like a baker's dozen? Like ballpark? Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
You know, a couple nights a weekend. Maybe yeah. a few Wednesdays. Might have blew a flu a few Wednesdays for a couple people here or there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then it depends on how you count it, right? So, like, if we are a spectacle at like a get together.
Yeah.
You know, like the amount of people that witness that spectacle who have their nights ruined, is that do we like break them out into like man hours? Do you know what I mean? Like each one counts as one night technically.
Yeah.
You know? Because then the numbers get astronomical. If you think about it like that.
We've
ruined a few parties, a few a few campus sanctioned get togethers. Yeah, we had a tumultuous early relationship.
How many couples do you think there are out there that had that tumultuous beginning of relationships and are like still together?
I think we're dealing with another low percentage, right? Another shit sandwich. So before we hop on the mics, we were just talking about percentages and how they're ridiculous and how when people try to use low percentages to get you to do stuff and they'll use the example of the shit, if it has like 1% shit, it's still a shit sandwich. It's you don't want any, like low percentages aren't necessarily a selling point.
Yeah, is what we're saying, right? You can't.
So that was just to catch people up with what we keep referencing, because it's just coming out of nowhere. We weren't even on the mics for that.
The shit sandwich.
Yeah. And then, then it led to some upfront banter before the show that we're going to put at the end of the show that I thought was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I don't know, man, how many. I think the percentage is pretty low. Like the amount of people that, put it this way. Like, it depends on what you, like, what type of relationship. Like, I think you can say that we have a fairly decent relationship, right?
Decent. Well, you went with decent.
I don't want to curse the gods. I don't want to curse the gods, right?
I feel you.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's, like, the best you can hope for, really, with a relationship. That's absolutely. What people's problems is.
Yeah.
Like, they, you'd be a spectacular couple. Get out of here.
Yeah. Who do you think you are?
Yeah. You can't maintain that.
Unmaintainable. Unlike maybe a week. You could maybe be a spectacular couple for a week.
But if you don't have kids, you could do it longer.
Okay. But then it's also, too, like how you do it. Like if you break it up into like man hours.
What is your obsession with man hours?
I don't know. But like, let's say you're only being spectacular in the presence of people. So you can only only spectacular on the weekend.
People couldn't do that for a while.
Yeah, you can do that for a while. 7 weeks. 7 weeks. Tops. You can nail it, then you need a break. like from public, not from each other as a couple. Then you just like be shitty for like 2 months and come back out 7 weeks straight. Rest. Yeah, it's tough. You can't be spectacular all the time. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's an insane thought that people take. So yeah, I think
we're decent.
Decent. I mean,
that's what we're asking for.
So let's listen. If things turn and like the quality of life of our relationship starts to lower,
mm-hmm.
and we land on decent,
yeah,
can coast there for a little while, right?
Yeah,
you
decent.
Know, because like, everything past decent is a lot of effort.
There was somebody talking, and they said that like if you go to bed only two nights a week, thinking that like, I can't really stand this person. Like, you're doing good as a couple.
Yeah.
Like, you're killing it. Like, yeah. 5 times a week, you're going to bed like, this person's cool.
That's a low percentage that's good.
Yeah.
That's not a low percentage, though.
No.
That's like whatever that is of the week. That's like, that's a decent percentage.
Yeah.
That's a decent percentage. But it's got to be low. It's got to be low. I mean, because it was, unless like they're in like an abusive relationship going forward.
Right.
I mean, think about some of the beginning of our relationship, right? And you like had a snapshot of, let's just say, 3 months. And you're like, holy shit. There is no way these people are going to be able to ever respect each other after what they did to each other in this 3 month window, right?
You're like a couple. There's like multiple 3 month windows that you would
exactly
could catch.
I'd take any 3 months
in college.
Yeah, because it was like, because you're gonna get a snapshot of like the good and the bad.
Yeah,
you know, in that 3 months.
Yeah.
So it'd be, you know, any three months, right? You're
yeah.
like, yeah, these two are not gonna, man. Graduating from college and separating from each other is going to be the best thing that ever happened to these people. Like, going their separate ways after college is going to vastly improve their lives.
Well, things kept going. Like, we were going to implode.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. It's, and then we learned how to be decent. You know?
It's a big step
like,
up.
Holy
it's
shit.
Like, wow.
We had, like, think about how much of our lives had to change
to be decent.
I had to literally, like, I had to stop being who I was. It was,
yeah.
like, you know what I mean? It was like this who, like, the way I'm conducting myself right now is not conducive to a decent relationship.
No.
And so
you
I gotta stop. I can't do both.
No.
Yeah. Now that's.
We know that about ourselves. Took a lot of work to be decent.
I think people who are fortunate to start out young like that and make those young mistakes probably do have a strong relationship as adults.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like 7 years ago, some of that stuff might have been like a much harder pill to swallow.
Yeah.
In retrospect, but like at this age, we were kids.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
You know, like. Like, our kids are closer to the age we were at that point than we are.
Yeah.
I mean, because, like, they're only going towards it. We're going away from it.
Right,
so mathematically.
Right, right.
You know, I don't know. But I think it's also mathematically accurate.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it is. It 100% is.
Yeah.
Like, because.
That's how old we are.
Yeah. We're also old. We don't have a lot of options. We both have a few personality quirks. Yeah.
It's decent.
Decent. Decent. A decent couple. We're decent people. We have decent kids. You know, we're living a decent life. I'm with it. I'm with it. Yeah, I mean, it's also weird. I mean, that's why we don't compare ourselves to other couples. At least I don't. I mean, I don't know what you do. How does a woman stop comparing herself to other women? That's like society tells you you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying it's genetic. I don't know. I'm not a woman.
Yeah.
I've never been a woman.
You've never been a
right?
woman.
I don't know what's genetic
yeah.
as a woman. I don't know what is a biological compulsion. You know?
I mean, I think you still compare yourself. Like, if you're asking me specifically,
yeah.
it's just me and you here. I still compare myself to other women. You just find different ways to do it. Like I think that's part of why jiu-jitsu is kind of healthy. Because, like,
yeah.
the things you're comparing yourself to are positive. I think, because I don't think there's anything wrong, per se, with comparing yourself. I think people do it, like men and
yeah.
women. But women do it with, like... Like, the direction is just weird. You know, like, it's like when women are comparing themselves to each other, you get the reality housewife TV shows.
Yeah.
And, like, that behavior. Like, that's what that...
It gets volatile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they choose... I feel like women choose destruction too late.
Too late?
Yeah. Way too late.
Really?
Because if it was on the table right away,
yeah.
then the hierarchy changes.
Yeah.
Right? Because destruction only comes when a woman can't get people to, like, buy her shit anymore.
Yeah.
And then there's a frustration. And then she's like, fuck it, I'll ruin it all. Yeah. You know, and it's like, fuck it all.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like an extension of the nature of sabotage. Yeah. Because it's not even, like, real destruction. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we talked about this on a podcast before somebody tries to dial in and say what I'm saying is sexist. Not to imply that just because we talked about it on another podcast yeah. that it's somehow like approved nomenclature. It's a scientific. All of our podcasts are scientific studies. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
But the way that we were talking about the different ways that men and women are toxic, like men are toxic through outright destruction.
Right.
And women are toxic through sabotage.
Sabotage.
Right?
Yes.
So it's, I just needed to back that up. I just needed to back up what I was saying.
So they go too late with their destruction.
I think so.
It's too much sabotage.
I think so. Because then it's like, then it's ugly.
Yeah.
You know, because they initially tried to do it classy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that didn't work.
Well, because then they go to, then they, like, now you're stepping into a different hierarchy, right? Like, it's becoming violent. It's becoming aggressive. It's a different hierarchy. And so they've, but they've lost at the woman hierarchy that's supposed to be on the table.
Yeah, I don't think women accept that the violence, though, as a hierarchy. I think that's the whole thing that people are, the movement or whatever. I think they're trying to eliminate hierarchy.
I think like, so, too. Like
hierarchy in a way where physicality matters.
I think so, too. And that's why you lose at, like, the woman hierarchy. Like, that's why that behavior, it's like.
I don't
like
lose at any hierarchy. Explain this to me. Who's you? Who loses?
Woman. You're well, damn not
right.
You.
You're damn right. I would jump in the women hierarchy and crush that shit. I'd be so much better than women at the women hierarchy. That was a hard stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I was, there really is no way to segue into it. All of you white people are Neanderthals.
You keep throwing this around this house like it's an insult. Like, I don't know.
It's just funny to me.
Yeah.
Well, it's also funny to me that, I don't know if you noticed this since we started doing this podcast. Mainstream science is suddenly starting to catch up with YouTube science, right? Like with what was considered like conspiratorial, hokey, like, you know, dot connecty.
Like what did we see? I forget what we saw.
All right, well, you watched that show, The Evolution of Us, on Netflix.
Oh, right.
I'm just watching conspiratorial racial YouTube shows.
And we're learning the same stuff.
Yeah, we're learning the same stuff.
Yeah.
So, which they did not stress this in the, because I watched The Evolution of Us, because I wanted to see how they handled that same information.
Yeah.
They did not stress this aspect of it. Homo sapiens, humans, the only pure Homo sapiens on the planet are pure Africans.
Mm-hmm.
On the continent, homegrown Africans. They're the only Homo sapiens on Earth.
Yeah.
That's where, I mean, at the very least, it goes to say that the human species has at least come from Africa. Right, we've already accepted that as science for a long time, that humankind came out of Africa.
Yeah, but it seemed like it was starting to get questioned. Like they were finding older and older.
Well, I mean, and then it's like it depends on what you listen to about like, well, see, it's like, well, what did they find? You know, did they find a Homo sapien or did they find a Neanderthal?
And why do you think it's funny that like just because we were always like we're Homo sapiens, like Neanderthal died off, survival of the fittest, like because that's like what was taught at science.
I don't know if
point.
Neanderthal died off there; they got fucked off. You know what I mean? Because in order for people to have white people to have Neanderthal in them as also Homo sapiens,
you gotta say it like that.
Because that's the way you say it when you have a college degree. It's Neanderthal. You say it with your pinky out.
Okay.
Not you. You say it with a grip, like a fist. Because you are. I mean, I have some because of you, but not you personally. But you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, so, you know, Homo sapien, true human.
True human. Why is it the true human?
Because they are true human.
Why?
Because they have no Neanderthal in them.
But why does it... Why... Only a Neanderthal.
Yeah, you're
a
shit
a human
sandwich. Yeah.
I'm a true human.
White people are shit sandwich. No, you're not. I mean, you're not. I'm not either. Look how light I am.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. I'm not. This
I
isn't
know,
pure
a shit
African.
Sandwich. Okay.
Yeah.
But why are we shit sandwiches?
Because we have Neanderthal in us. Why would you not accept that?
I accept
Neanderthal
it.
Neanderthal is a different species.
Not human.
Not human.
What?
They're Neanderthals. They're a different species.
Mm-hmm.
Of hominid.
Mm-hmm. Because what? The head shape different? Like the... There's different features?
There's different features.
What are the different features?
Not being human. They're just, I don't know. And there was another version that was like an Asiatic.
Mm-hmm.
I never remember the name.
Yeah.
Man, we just be sweeping the Asians under the rug. It's just like.
I know.
And then there was like an Asian version. like billions of them. Like there's, the Asians like really propagate it.
Yeah.
You know, we're just like whatever theirs was.
Yeah.
You know. But they also have African Homo sapien in them as well.
Yeah.
They were made human.
They were.
Like the Africans basically went around the world giving the gift of humanity to you fucking Neanderthals. But that's like it's like it goes into all right. So here is what I can tell. Now I'm getting here's another interesting cross of information that I'm getting, right? So what would be considered racial conspiratorial stuff, like I guess like African American propaganda, like conspiratorial origin stuff, or the conspiracy is that white America is hiding the origins and the more rich history of African culture, right? And then you get my ancient advanced civilization, ancient alien research has crossed over with that.
With hidden
stuff? It's not,
like things it's that not people, things that museums have that they won't put on display.
Well, not necessarily. I don't even know how far the conspiracy is said to be the case. But it's like you don't learn it in school,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't learn, like you anytime you hear about even like a reference to Africans at once having built and maintained empires,
mm-hmm.
right? It's usually rhetoric from somebody who's like pro-black, and they also have a lot of like conspiracies about how white people are the devil.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of discrediting factors that come along with that information.
Yeah.
So you can't really, it's hard to really absorb. It's hard to even really consider.
Yeah.
From, unless you find out your own information, right? Mm-hmm. So, from what it seems like, so they're finding, you know, Africa's like still heavily forested, and they're starting to find like ancient temples and stuff like deep in Africa, like in the hearts of Africa, like these ruins of ancient civilizations, like akin to like pyramids, but like megaliths was the word that I was searching for. Like you had
really?
These, yeah.
When?
Like
when?
Very recent. It's very recent.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's just like I just watched two things on. So recent is like within the last 4 years.
That's recent.
That's recent.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, and they're still like uncovering these things.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just as mathematically complex and complicated as these other mind-blowing structures that people think were built by aliens.
Yeah.
Right? So it's really, there's a lot of interesting cross information that's happening.
Yeah.
Right? And again, like I don't even necessarily see it as a conspiracy. You know, like we're in America, it's a European dominated country. The European history, of course, is going to be what's taught in schools. It's yeah. like.
Just like you're saying, we don't learn about Asian like yeah. stuff as detailed.
No,
like
not it's at very all. Like it's not like at all. Yeah. And I'm sure in. That was a very hard low burp. I had a swig of that Pepsi that we had. Oh, people brought over yeah. a Pepsi. Like we don't. But I took it to the recycling and had a swig just for the homies.
Yeah.
Like just a swig, and I'm still like, you know. I forget what I was saying. But anyway, I just think it's in the upcoming. It's just going to get more controversial. I think people are not going to be able to handle the information.
People aren't going to be able to handle the information.
I mean, because what do you do with the information? You know? Because it's like, okay, so we find out that in Africa, there were these advanced empires and civilizations that existed. And then the assumption is the Great Flood wiped it all out, just like it wiped out, from what we can tell, civilization all across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Like advanced civilization was all wiped out by the same flood that everybody talks about. What? What does that mean? You know, where do we go from there?
I don't know.
You know, like in America, what does that mean at the very least? Because we're talking about African Americans. Like look at my skin. I have too much Neanderthal in me. Do you know what I mean? It's like, we're different. I'm a different thing now.
Yeah.
I'm not even a true human.
I still feel like a true human.
Well, yes, that's what artificial intelligence does.
What?
So we're not true humans. We're like artificial intelligence, I guess, right? We're like robots. We're androids.
We're androids.
Yeah, we're biological androids. Man, because then they always claim that that the American government is constantly trying to keep Africa from basically starting its own currency based off of the gold standard, because like Africa's super rich in gold,
yeah,
right. So they very well could, but you know America keeps thwarting it. There's another conspiracy, which is probably also.
It's good business.
Very true, right?
Yeah.
You know, like if Africa united, we're done.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's going to be difficult. They have like 2,000 languages.
Yeah.
It's a lot of languages on that continent. It's going to take a while but money can get people speaking all one language quickly.
Yeah.
Right? Money is a language.
It is a language. That is true.
So I don't know how I feel about it. Like, it's like, yeah, do you want to see Africa prosper? Yes. Do you want to see America not be number one? No.
Yeah.
I'm not cool with that. I know there's some people that want to give it a whirl, but nah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, to think of America not being a superpower. Because like, that's like what our history that we're taught in schools, that's what it surrounds.
Yeah.
Like, it's the history of how come America is a superpower and so great.
Yeah. Like, I just wonder how it would break up. Like, what would Africa do? Would it just be like... Would it break like regions of it, you know? Because it would just dominate.
Yeah,
it's like all the diamonds, all the gold. Yeah. It's like super rich in resources and minerals.
Yeah,
all the cures for all the diseases are there in frogs and shit. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, we can't be having that.
Yeah,
I'm not ready for it.
No,
I'm not ready for it yet. Also, America, we got to stop. Yeah. So I was also thinking about with how all this all these different DNA testing sites now. Like, this actually goes to what I was saying about us being artificial intelligence. That's probably why I said it. I was thinking, but it was like on my mind.
Yeah.
So like what they're doing with all this information, they have enough information. Like we already know that humans have decoded the entire genome or whatever that is, yeah. whatever the proper nomenclature is for that.
Yeah.
But we did it.
We did it.
We know it.
Yeah.
We know the.
Yeah, I was watching something that was like, oh, that show, I think, that was saying how amazing that was. And, like, it was, like, to me, it's kind of like, yes, we did that.
Yeah,
like, I don't get it.
Yeah, you don't get it. If you don't know, you don't know how amazing it is.
Yeah.
You don't really get that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, they...
And really, now you made goats? Now you made sheep?
Just now did that?
Yeah.
I thought we'd been had that done.
Yeah.
I said, no, we were doing it. Well, I don't know the difference. Like, my life is still the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Yeah.
But, so they have that. They have artificial intelligence, which I believe they have. They keep acting like it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what are we going to do when we finally make this work? And I feel like that's artificial intelligence telling people to say that.
Do you?
Yeah. I think there's like a high functioning artificial intelligence brain that is now starting to run shit, like slowly but surely infiltrating.
That's a scary thought.
It's the truth. It's just, I mean, sometimes the truth is scary. But what I think, it's doing is trying to, like, this artificial intelligence that's running the planet right now.
Yeah.
What I think it's doing is trying to get as many people to do that 23andMe horse shit.
Yeah.
And it's going to use genetic information and recreate humanity in, like, this perfect artificial intelligence way. But it's going to actually, like, there's going to be... like another you, another me, but we'll be perfect, so we will not be together. We will not go through that same shit. But you know what I mean? It's going to be like this weird artificial intelligence. It's like and it's just going to keep replicating like a continuity of like different societies to play out different outcomes. Right? That's one thing. That's one thing that it can do.
Okay.
Then our copy will kill us, by the way.
Wait, what? You really thought this out. Why is that?
It gets a little clunky at the end. I feel like that's like a part where like sci-fi nerds would be like, then it got a little clunky when they killed the other person. Like, but so here's the other thing. It's like you can also use it to, you know, like corporations like you know, Google, they like Best Buy, they use these algorithms and figure out what you want to buy and stuff.
Yeah.
And they use algorithms.
Yeah.
They could actually use you.
But just because they have your DNA, that doesn't mean they have your soul.
It's all code. That's why they run a bunch of different. So if they link, like, okay, so you hook it to it's a computer. You know, computer can run a bunch of different simulations, mm-hmm. right? I don't know how any of this works. I just know that these things are possible. You can like hit a button.
Jargon.
Yeah, like, I'm the person that goes, all right, run it. Like, that's all. Like, I'm that guy. I'm the idea guy, right?
Okay.
So you use the ability to run simulations with artificial intelligence as the brain of the human, and you use the genetic code to get that human's genetic limitations, and you use like the artificial intelligence decision-making algorithm, whatever they're currently using, and you just lump all that together, and instead of them using this like vague algorithm for what you might do, now they have like this genetically you algorithm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just feel like some, because it's all code.
Yeah.
So if somebody smarter than me can do that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. There, what is that TV show that I watched that Kevin Spacey was on? He was the president on Netflix.
He was the president on Netflix. I want to say Black Mirror. Let me just say that. I know that's not it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it sounds like Black Mirror-y, what we were talking about before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but House of Cards.
Yes, very good. Good job.
Thank you. As soon as I got that Black Mirror out of my head, it came to me.
Yeah. They're very realistic to the government stuff, and they are always talking about buying people's information and like getting people's cell phone information and like ways to hack into people's lives, like
genetic code.
Yeah,
their genetic. I mean, like there has to be something you can do with that.
Yeah,
I don't know if. I'm not ready to do one of those tests yet.
You're not ready to do one of those
tests?
Not
until I find out what could possibly be done with that information.
I think that's crazy. Like, that's a creepy one. I like that. Like, you can make a Black Mirror episode about that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That one was jacked.
Yeah, it was jacked?
Yes.
That was jacked? All right. Cool. That was like, we didn't even preface that conspiratorial stuff. We just went there.
Yeah.
I hope you stayed with us. Oh man. All right. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I think what we're gonna do is because like we're not stretching these things, right? We don't want to give you shitty entertainment.
So it'd be a shit sandwich.
Yeah, no. It was like, you know, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, 3% of it was kind of shitty and like nobody's gonna be like, oh, I'll give that a try. So we're going to put some of the upfront banter, like...
It's called outtakes.
Outtakes. Mm-hmm. The outtakes, the pre-show.
Yeah.
Outtakes at the end here, because, I mean, it's always pretty funny, but today it was just like the theme. It kind of led into the theme of the entire podcast. That normally isn't the case.
No.
We normally, like, switch gears, like, get, like, the mics, you know, like, it hits recording and it's like different. You know, but okay. Here we go. You want to count down?
Me countdown?
Yeah.
From 3?
Sure.
2?
That works.
1.
Everything we're dealing with now is a backlash to how much boner you could get away with in the 50s and 60s.
They went too far.
Yeah, everything's too far.
Too far.
It's a boner backlash. God. Dicks must have just been out. You know, like further you go back in time, the more dicks were just out.
Just flopped on tables. Like.
Yeah. Like inappropriately out.
Yeah. You missed the time?
No, I mean, I'm good.
It means that it was like dick on every surface, too.
Well, I mean, I guess like if we're talking like 50s and 60s, I don't know if dicks were like on surfaces, you know, but it's like, I think that's why boxers have that huge slit in them.
Yeah.
I think they were invented in the 50s and 60s. Like, don't quote me on that. But they were definitely invented during I don't care if my dick falls out, time period. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's fair to say. Those are some inappropriate underwear. Like, they don't hold in a dick. Not even close.
No.
Not even close.
And some dudes are just wearing them around. Still? Like, do people still wear boxers?
I mean.
What percentage of people wear boxers, Sydney?
Whatever percentage, it's too much. Right? Even if, like, 15% of dudes are out there wearing boxers.
It's a shit sandwich.
That's a shit sandwich. Yeah. All right. That was a quick outtake from the beginning. It was short. That's what we talk about. Whatever. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for sticking around. Subscribe. Subscribe. Rate. Review. Get on board. Get on board the jack train.
Yeah.
come jack off. Okay, I'm done.